insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to 27th and 28th verses.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tadkhulu buyutan ghayra buyutikum hatta tasta'nisu wa tusallimu ala ahliha. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ
O you who have believed, do not enter houses other than your own houses until you ascertain welcome and greet their inhabitants. That is best for you. Perhaps you will be reminded.
فَإِن لَمْ تَجِدُوا فِيهَا أَحَدًا فَلَا تَدْخُلُوهَا حَتَّى يُؤْذَنَ لَكُمْ وَإِن قِيلَ لَكُمُ ارْجِعُوا فَارْجِعُوا هُوَ أَزْكَى لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ عَلِيمٌ
And if you do not find anyone therein, do not enter them until permission has been given you. And if it is said to you, go back, then go back. It is purer for you. And Allah is knowing of what you do.
Brothers and sisters, from the 27th verse forward, it is just the story of regulation of morals. In order to save the face of the community of Muslims, in order to preserve the community of Muslims from any kind of corruption. So that's why in the 27th verse, it was the story about the properties and social orders of Islam that were really closely related to the issue of saving common chastity. The purity of people. So it is really important how to enter people's homes and how to ask permission for entrance. Now, in the 28th verse, it is said, فَإِن لَمْ تَجِدُوا فِيهَا أَحَدًا فَلَا تَدْخُلُهَا If you find no one therein, still do not enter them till permission is given to you. حَتَّى يُؤْذَنَ لَكُمْ Entering people's house needs permission. Whether the giver of permission is its owner or he is some legal person. So in this holy verse it is said, if you find no one therein, still do not enter them till permission is given to you. حَتَّى يُؤْذَنَ لَكُمْ Maybe, dear listeners, this verse implies that there are some persons at home sometimes, but someone who is in charge or someone who is in the head of the house is not present. In this case, we are not allowed to enter the house. Or the case where there is not any person in the house. Or it is possible that the landlord is in neighbor's home or is near to his house. So when he hears our voice, our knocking the door, he comes and allows us to enter. In this case, we can enter the house, but it is with permission. Anyway, what is important is that we cannot enter a house without permission. فَلَا تَدْخُلُوهَا حَتَّى يُؤْذَنَ لَكُمْ
الله تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So the verse, dear listeners, continues saying, فَلَا تَدْخُلُهَا حَتَّى يُؤْذَنَ لَكُمْ وَإِنْ قِيلَ لَكُمْ فَارْجِعُوا. And if it is said to you, go back, then go back. هُوَ أَزْكَى لَكُمْ. It is purer for you. This could be referring to the matter that we must not get upset because of a negative answer. Maybe the landlord is in a kind of situation, is in a kind of condition that he gets displeased if we see him in that way, wearing those clothes, for example. Or his home or his room is not ready for receiving any kind of guests, however close we might be to him. Since when we hear a negative answer, we become curious to know its reason, so we start thinking of looking from hole or eavesdropping in order to find out some secrets from inside of the house. But it is said at the end of the verse, وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ عَلِيمٌ. And Allah is cognizant of what you do. This is so important because the Almighty Allah in the Holy Quran tells us that He, بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ عَلِيمٌ, He is cognizant of what you do. So when you are faced with negative answer, do not continue to move on asking yourselves questions about why the landlord is not giving us the permission. There could be many reasons why, but the landlord knows better than you, so he does not allow you in. That's why you must consider that the Almighty Allah is present and He is cognizant of what you do and what the landlord does. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.